Give us your thoughts on that continuing debate after that. Judge in Dublin describes cyclists as a nightmare on the roads. Now, legislation which will overhaul the digital review process has been published by the Minister for Justice, and they're meeting in Cabinet this morning talking about the delivery of critical infrastructure and fast-tracking that as well, and changing the way things are done, changing the delays that are brought about in delivering what is meant to be in the common good in this country. Separate to that, as I mentioned, Jim O'Callaghan pledged that this new legislation will result in greater transparency and a more streamlined process. He added that the state faces significant challenges around housing shortages, energy deficits, inadequate water supplies and climate changes. We can no longer delay on reform of the judicial review system. The measures in the bill will not only deliver this reform, they'll also support the government's Accelerating Infrastructure Action Plan, which addresses a range of barriers to developing infrastructure required to sustain what is a growing society. Under the changes, a judicial review cannot be sought on purely technical grounds. The legislation aims to cut the legal bills that the state faces after a successful judicial review. It will stipulate that costs may only be awarded to an applicant where the final decision of the court provides a significant benefit to them. Only those directly affected and people who have sufficient interest in the matter will be able to seek a judicial review according to the initial outline of the legislation. It's been criticised in several quarters, most recently by Antashka, who released a statement calling for the public to resist these changes. But just to get a view, a legal view on it, on the programme, I spoke to Canis Walsh of the Kerry Law Society, and I spoke to him and asked him for his overall view on these changes. Will they make a key difference? Will they speed things up and help the delivery of much needed housing, for example?
I think overall there would be a consensus, I would imagine, that the changes proposed are warranted. They are the catalyst, as you say, is the logjam in the planning process and in the rolling out of infrastructure. But it would always be important to keep some level of access to the courts, because like judicial review is all about challenging the decisions made by public decision makers. And what you don't want to do is basically allow a carte blanche for those decision makers not to follow proper processes. The one thing that does always worry a public decision maker is the fear that his or her name will come up in lights in a court list and decisions will be set aside. So I think there is a public interest to be balanced with the right of the individual. So that's the first thing I would say. But generally, looking at what the minister is proposing, I don't see any huge cause for concern. It will be harder to take judicial review proceedings in that right now the threshold for getting permission from the court to take judicial review, it's a relatively low threshold. But under the new legislation, what's going to happen is you're going to have to go and you're going to have to show a substantive case. And at that point, and before any hearing of a formal action, the judge will be allowed to invite the other party in to put their side, if need be. In other words, the decision maker, the planner, the minister, or whoever has made the decision which is alleged to be flawed. And the judge will then have an opportunity to decide whether, at the end of the day, the case warrants going further. So a lot of judicial review applications might actually be nipped in the bud.
Yeah, they might be stopped at that stage of the process instead of dragging on for weeks and perhaps months before you get the same decision.
Yes, there's also a proposal which is probably merited as well, that a lot of judicial review applications need no longer go before a high court judge, so they can be dealt with at circuit court level. That's subject, of course, to the problem that our circuit courts, particularly down here, are overburdened as is. The big problem for anybody contemplating judicial review is that we'll say if their case is vexatious, the costs implication, supposing they have spotted a flaw along the way in the decision-making process, that flaw must actually be prejudicial to the challenger now. And also the challenger is going to have to show that he will benefit he will get a significant benefit from the decision the court is making. In other words, you know, it's not open to all and sundry to seek judicial review anymore. They might end up, otherwise they might end up, we'll say, succeeding in the application. But if there's no personal benefit to them as a result of the decision being set aside, they won't have their costs covered.
And that's going to be a big factor for a lot of people involved in it. Well, and that economic argument is a key one, isn't it? Because the report, the Kelly report, found that stronger parties or financially more well-resourced parties often could weaponize the discovery regime to impede the less well-resourced other side in the proceedings.
There is no doubt that that is the case. And the discovery, you will have seen in the proposals, there's other proposals in what he published yesterday to reform the civil law process generally. And one of those proposals is that the discovery process will be very much streamlined. I'd say discovery won't even be a word anymore under the new process. When you start your proceedings now, you're going to have to, within a certain period, bring to the other side all documents on which you propose relying, because you know and I know that the discovery process is often used, A, as a fishing expedition, and B, to put cross barriers in favour on the other side. You know, it can take months and months to comply with discovery. It's like, Jerry, just go back to the old argument, we say the Stardust, the people in the Stardust, the families of the Stardust tragedy, they will always say the costs were a huge prohibiting factor for them in going along the route, that they were from the north side of Dublin, from a poorer background, and the system and the state were putting too many barriers in their way. So anything that kind of will lessen financial burdens for people must be welcomed.
Yeah, it certainly should be. Speaking of finances, as you mentioned, a lot more cases now, they're increased the jurisdiction in a district court to 20,000 and a circuit court to 100,000, considering inflation since the latest changes were made in 2013. That may result in more of those being in those courts rather than the High Court. But as you said, will this have to be backed up by more judges and more court time at those levels if it's made effective?
It will, it will. Now, you see, those changes, they're relatively minor, like a €5,000 increase in jurisdiction. District court inflation has accounted for
well,
that.
Well, I'll strip
increase.
That. Yeah.
Definitely so. And likewise, in the circuit court, also the injuries board has, I will say, taken a lot of the work away from the courts. So I don't know that those changes of themselves will make any huge difference. The problem is our district court is very much overworked and under pressure at the moment. There'll be family law divorce cases going before it too, or so the proposal is. So I can just see, likewise with the circuit court, they're going to have more judges and more court sittings. I think they'll have to look at what they promised before was, you know, why do courts start sitting at 10:30, 11:00 and have lengthy callovers with the business of the day only starting at 12:30, rising at 1:00, back at 2:00, and only one case will open. Our circuit courts around the country start sitting, it mightn't be popular for saying this, but our circuit courts start sitting around the country Tuesday to Friday. But the Friday tends to finish early because the judge is a travelling judge and wants to get back home. What's wrong with a Monday? And why shouldn't a case open on a Friday? I think there's a lot more reform needed within the system than what is proposed. And when they mentioned appointing a whole load of new judges there a few years back, they did promise the changes. They did promise that the 2 month summer breaks for the higher courts would no longer be happening. I don't see any of this getting up and running.
No,
you know?
They're still happening. So that's a key thing and a key issue. And look, from that point of view, and with that in mind, are the big changes likely to come in here that there will be less judicial reviews to be dealing with because of those changes you talked about at the outset in terms of discovery and in terms of the cost risk on the behalf of somebody who's taking it?
Well, I think things like discovery will speed up a process, Jerry. You know, they'll speed up court cases. The cost implication for somebody will be big. You know, like normally up to now, if you win your judicial review, the costs would follow and the state would foot the bill. But now, unless you can show that there's merit,
it's a real public interest.
You personally
are affected, then you won't be covered. Simple as that.
No, you won't be covered. So therefore, why will you take the risk? So from that point of view, I see that people will be less inclined to take those applications. But, you know, bear in mind as well, Jerry, I don't know statistically how many planning decisions, for example, are judicially reviewed down here in this region. I know they will say the South Kerry Greenway ended up in court quite a number of times. But generally, I don't think that you can blame the lack of housing in Kerry on judicial review. Or proceedings. How long does it take for a decision to be made within the planning authority itself? You know, it just takes, it can take a year, 2 years.
And Bord Pinola has a lot to answer for in terms of the length of time for that process, and that comes to resourcing again at that issue.
Yeah, but that's only, Jerry, from the stage that the local authority has made its decision, and you know yourself. They have 5 weeks supposedly within which to make their, or we'll say 5 weeks before they can make a decision. But when they're due to issue their decision, a lot of the time there's a request for further information, and and then there are submissions and applications have to be relodged. It takes forever for a reasonably sized development to get a due consideration in with a planning authority. And it's only after that that the courts come into it. After either the planning authority or on board Pinola have issued their decision, it's only then that the courts come into the process. So that's 2-3 years down the line, you know.
Yeah. So, and that's something that'll have to be ironed out as well if they want to speed up delivery of infrastructure.
Absolutely.
Okay, Canis. Yeah, Canis, thanks very much for giving us your view on it. We'll see what happens with the bill as it makes its way through the Oireachtas, and if there are any amendments and the effect it will have on the overall process or the speed of delivery. But thanks for giving your view this morning.
Okay, Jerry, all the best. Bye-bye.
Canis Walsh there of Murphy Ramsey Walsh Listers and Tralee giving his view on the new judicial reform bill, which was brought forward last week. We discussed the cabinet this morning in terms of speeding up the delivery of key infrastructure. Very interesting comments.